It's a 5-foot sapling, an offshoot taken from the towering horse chestnut tree that Anne Frank could see from her annex window.
She watched it bloom and then lose its leaves and then bloom again for a number of years while she was hidden.
Sonoma State University Dean Emerita Elaine Leader explains what the tree meant to Anne Frank.
It was one of the few pieces of nature that she was able to see from her perch. And so it became a sign for her that life continues, life germinates and goes on and on.
That tree died after an ice storm in 2010, but the Anne Frank Center USA arranged for 11 offshoots to be planted in the United States, and Leader was instrumental in arranging for one of them to come to Sonoma State. Landscape gardener Jim Silva has been nursing the sapling since it arrived 4 years ago.
It's already pushing buds. And in a few weeks, if the weather stays the way it is, the buds will crack open and it will start to leaf out again. And in the springtime, it'll have all new shiny leaves and it'll start to grow.
The tree and the grove in which it grows hold special meaning for Hans Angress, a Holocaust survivor who was a classmate of Anne Frank's. Hans' older brother and Anne's sister received notice at the same time, July 1942, that the Nazis were sending them to Germany.
That's when the deportation started, and kids in my class continued to disappear. Now some were picked up and deported, and others went into hiding. Of my class of 23, actually 12 survived. Of Anne Frank's class of 33, 11 survived.
Angress says he and Anne Frank took physical education class together, and he remembers her as a girl who was not afraid to speak her mind.
Her luck ran out and my health. I mean, in order to survive, you needed a lot of things, but you also needed luck.
The Frank family was eventually betrayed, and everyone but Anne's father died in German concentration camps. Her diary about their life in hiding remains a beloved account of an ordinary girl's experience of a terrible time. In it, she wrote, "I look up at the blue sky and the bare chestnut tree on whose branches little raindrops shine, appearing like silver, and at the seagulls and other birds as they glide on the wind. As long as this exists, I thought, and I may live to see it, this sunshine, the cloudless skies, while this lasts, I cannot be unhappy." The tree is expected to grow to 80 feet tall and live for 150 years, a symbol for many generations to come that the past should not be forgotten. Rachel Silverman in Rohnert Park, California.